Friday. Hey. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Can you tell I'm excited? It is the day we've all been waiting for. Happy Friday, everybody. August 17th. All the best stuff right here with me, your podcast purveyor, Dave Gibson, in here. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for seeking it out. We kick things off today with a little sports talk. Everyone was aghast at how bad Nick Foles looked last night. I could not care less. There was a stretch of games last year where he came through. You might recall. So as far as I'm concerned, he is a saint, he is immortal, and you can quit moaning about meaningless football. Okay, so yeah, we talked sports, then got to an even hotter, more controversial debate over tater tots versus fries. John and I were team tater tot, and Steve was the fry guy, and we took it to the text board to get a vote to determine which is more preferable. The Queen of Soul passed away yesterday, and we had a big tribute to her. It turns out she has dabbled in the classic rock world many times. Aretha Franklin, that is. And we gave you a little taste of that before sending off our R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And we went down the shore. Actually, the shore came to us. Pauly Shore, actor and comedian. He was here in studio hanging out. And speaking of hanging out, if you don't have anything happening this afternoon, come on down to Debbie Cowan's hometown of media from 2 to 7 during Andre's shift. We're going to be throwing an all-afternoon party at Tap 24 to celebrate her 25 years right here at MGK. Can't wait to hoist her up on my shoulder for 5 hours straight. I'll be fine. There's plenty of beer there, and she really doesn't weigh all that much. So see you down there in media. If not, just sit back, relax, and enjoy this here daily podcast.
So which are you more upset about? Nick Foles having a shoulder sprain? Or a 24-4? Was that the
spot? I'm going with the Phillies.
With the Phillies?
Exactly. You're trying to make the playoffs, and you come out and you take a dump on the field.
To the stinking Mets.
Yeah. Right. You know, so.
I get it's hard to win a doubleheader, but come on.
Right. Yeah. Well, but they sure as hell came back in the second game. What was
sure.
It?
You give up 10 runs in one inning.
You had no choice, but you had to come back. Right. And you're at home.
Yeah. Right.
That's the worst part about it. You lose by 20 runs.
Right. Yeah.
Wearing the baby blue.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, God. I got to tell you, I'm so glad I wasn't there.
Two quick things, by the way.
Right.
Hoskins hit 2 home runs,
one in each game, which is great.
The guy Wilson Ramos that they picked up at the trade deadline,
right.
His nickname is Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Right. Happy Friday,
okay,
people.
Right. That Hoskins, what was
Homer.
It? The Homer? Was it the second one?
Second game.
Oh, that would have gone out of the park.
The foul pole.
The one that hit the foul pole would have gone out of the park.
It almost hit the very top of the foul pole. It was an absolute bomb.
Yeah, it really was.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
You know, with all the acrimony that is going on in the world right now, you would think that people would have more intelligent things to battle over than this story coming out of Waterville, Maine. Up in Waterville, I remember when I was living up there years ago, right? There was this famous hot dog place, Bully's Franks.
Okay.
Right? Bully's Franks is a famous place. It's been there since the early 60s. And some family took the place over a couple of years ago, and they've been running it. And they recently switched from straight French fries from curly French fries to straight French fries.
Okay.
Right? You would think that they abducted children. You would think the everybody who goes to the place, all the regular customers, are freaking the hell out.
Yeah, they're outraged.
To the point that the customers are furious. They're being disturbing and hostile, right? People are yelling at the owners. They have people cursing them. One guy tried to fight the owner, right, over crinkle fries. Over crinkle fries. And it comes down to they have a fry cutting machine, the blades to make crinkle fries.
Those sound delicious.
Yes, delicious. Crinkle fries are very expensive, but it will make straight cut fries no problem at all. So they're saying, okay, let's save some money. It's his business. He's allowed to do what the hell he
wants. They're using the same potatoes, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Same potatoes. Nothing's different. Nothing. It's just literally the shape.
Wow.
Right? And these people are going absolutely nuts. And you would think they would have more respect being that this coming Sunday is National Potato Day.
Right.
Right. One of those things that only disc jockeys know, folks. Right. Only disc jockeys can tell that. As a matter of fact, for National Potato Day, a survey was done, and out of 1,000 people surveyed, only 1%, or about, you know, that was more like 0.8%, right, don't like French fries.
How could you not like French fries?
I know that. Overall, people said curly fries are their favorite type, followed by standard cut, waffle fries, potato wedges, sweet potato fries. Man, I love sweet potato fries. Right? Crinkle cut, you know.
Garlic and, parm, and that in the mix?
No. Shoestring fries, and then tater tots.
No.
Wait,
why are tater tots on a French fry list?
Get the hell out of here.
Well, if you think about it, they're made the same way. It's just you know.
It's not a fry.
It's soft on the inside. It's crispy on the outside. It's the same as a fry.
It's sort of minced, though, and put together and more oily.
It comes from the devil's anus.
It does?
It's disgusting.
I never read that on the box.
Suck,
now you know why I don't go to Sonic.
Tater tots are horrible.
I love tater tots.
You hate a tater tot.
How do you hate a tater tot?
It's not a good product. Simple.
It's a fun size hash brown.
That's really it. You know, it's a really, 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 really tiny potato pancake. That's all it is.
Right.
A waste of time.
All right. So we'll make it an instant text poll. All right. Sure. All right. Should it be what? If you have the choice, right, between French fries and tater tots, which way are you going? Text one for tater tots.
Okay.
Text two for French fries. You get up there. You're at Sonic. You're at Sonic where they serve both. Right. Are you ordering tater tots? Or are you ordering French fries?
If you order fries at Sonic, you can unfriend me right now.
If there is a
Unfollow
single
me.
Tater tot vote over French fries, I'm leaving.
Are you?
Simple as that.
Folks, we've wanted to get rid of Steve for a long time now. So he's ready to take his three steps out the door. Text one for tater tots, two for French fries to MGK, MGK. If you give
it there's a vote already. Come on.
Tater tot.
If you choose between these two, which are you going with, tater tots or French fries? Text that to MGK, MGK. I don't think Steve's going to make it to Pauly Shore later on today. You know, Cindy, we work on the cutting edge here. We deal with the topics that it's on everybody's minds. That's why this morning today's text poll question is tater tots or French fries, which one you going with?
Well, it's hard to resist tater tots after Steve said they come from the devil's anus.
Well, just make sure people know.
I'm going to go with French fries.
You're going to go with French fries? All right. Well, there's that. All right. Now, Steve says he's going to leave if tater tots wins. Are you ready, Steve?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this.
Instant.
It's quick, easy.
Instantly.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey says. According to our listeners, 55% of them want Steve to work the rest of the day stay in the studio. Or it's 55 to 45. That's pretty close.
Yeah,
that's
a good
pretty
battle.
Close, right? Dave's got a real good point, right? You can have French fries anytime.
Right.
There's not
everywhere.
A lot of places that offer tater tots.
Yeah, it's a special occasion. You got to indulge.
Yeah, you know, when they show up, you know, you got to. I'm with Dave.
Yeah. Tots on the menu, tot it up.
Right. I got the French fries anytime.
Right.
Any damn time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know why?
Why?
Because they come from the devil. No, I'll just.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
Later on this morning, we're going to pay some respect to Aretha, right? And we'll do that at 7:40 this morning. Pauly Shore is going to be joining us as well. But as we all know, Aretha did pass away yesterday, and everybody, you couldn't turn anywhere without tributes being done. I mean, there were electronic billboards as I was driving home yesterday.
Seriously?
Yeah, I went up to, I had to go up to Norristown, and as I'm driving back from Norristown, there are electronic billboards, all meant, you know, the Queen of Soul gone and all that stuff. All right. Some idiot at KYW decided that the way to announce this morning was just use the headline, "The Queen is Dead." Not clarify that it's Aretha Franklin,
right.
Just the Queen. I said, "Oh my God, two queens in one day!" Right? But this is the top of all. Fox News paid tribute to Aretha yesterday, and they put up a graphic: Aretha Franklin, 1942 to 2018, and a picture of Patti LaBelle.
Oh no!
Yes, and a picture of Patti LaBelle.
That intern's fired.
I don't know if it was an intern.
It was Brett Baer.
I like Brett.
You know, so just the idea. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on. And then they tried to cover it up by saying, "Well, we took that graphic. We took that picture, right? From the Kennedy Honors,
okay?
Right when she sang on stage with Patti LaBelle. So that when we put the graphic up, the graphic moved, and you only saw Patti LaBelle." There's only one problem.
What's that?
Aretha was never on stage at the Kennedy Honors. It was Patti LaBelle.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
I'm going to assume that being the cat person that you are, that that you're a Doja Cat fan as well.
What?
No.
Doja Cat, you know about Doja Cat?
No. I don't know.
You of all people don't know about Doja Cat?
Do not know.
Well, just when you think that you had the internet figured out, someone puts out some sort of weird song about being a cow, and it goes viral, and it's by a girl who calls herself Doja Cat.
Okay.
All right? Are you ready?
Sure.
I won't play the whole song for you because I think you'll get the hook in no time.
Bitch, okay. I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Go moo.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I would not doubt if this is actually being played
right.
on top 40 stations.
I wouldn't be bitch, I'm a cow.
Yeah.
Go
I'd
move.
Buy it.
You would buy it.
It's not far off what's hot right now.
All right. And you got to see, and she's got like little cat ears on, right? You know, and you
she's
know,
cute.
Right? Yeah.
For a cow.
Steve really went crazy for the booty going on there.
I like cows.
I'll go moo.
Big fan of cows.
I went moo.
You're going to be singing this for the rest of the day, Sin.
I don't know, but
you don't think so?
We'll see.
Wait till the girls come home. Right? They're coming home for the weekend?
Oh, they're home right now. I'll wake them up with this song.
Wake them up with Bitch, I'm a Cow.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
The sad thing, obviously, yesterday we found out, of the passing of Aretha Franklin, who we were saying earlier, you know, her last performance was here in Philadelphia at the Man, right? Her earliest performances were here in Philadelphia at the Cadillac Club, right? She died yesterday. The Queen of Soul died on the exact same day as the King of Rock and Roll. Yeah. Yesterday was Elvis's death day.
All right.
And what did you say about Madonna?
The Queen of Pop, I guess you could say. It was her birthday yesterday.
Right, so the Queen of Pop. Wow.
The King of Pops is August 29th. What? Now Madonna just needs to die in June with Michael and we're good.
Okay. And they're all related to Kevin Bacon.
All right. So, but Aretha was 76 years old. I mean, you might be questioning, gee, why is a classic rock station talking about Aretha Franklin? Well, you know what? She deserves it. She's the first woman to be brought into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right, this is a woman who recorded 112 charted singles, right, and 77 made them into the Hot 100.
That's crazy.
All right, 18 Grammy Awards. All right, you know, it just the list just goes on and on. She was a very private person, which is the reason why we didn't know a lot about this. She got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2010, and the doctor said, hey, look, we can do an operation and remove this tumor. It'll give you at least 10 to 15 more years. Well, she got 8, you know, so but stayed really, really private about it. Didn't you say she had her first child at 12 years
old? That was the craziest thing I found out yesterday. Right. First kid at 12, second kid at 14.
All right. And her dad was a preacher man.
Yeah, famous one.
Really?
Yeah, right. Nationwide.
Yeah, and Rolling Stone listed her among the 100 greatest artists of all times, and she came in at number 9, right? And number 1 on the list of greatest singers of all time, right? And this is a woman who she had her quirks about her. As a matter of fact, last night on Jimmy Fallon's show, on The Tonight Show, Jimmy told this story that I've got to replay because it's so funny.
When Aretha Franklin would come on your show, you'd have to turn the air conditioning off at like 8 a.m. So you couldn't, because it's bad for the vocal cords. So no air conditioning for the whole day. And we keep it freezing in the studio. So I don't sweat but anyways, no air conditioning. So the show comes out, Questlove almost faints. The people in the top row back there, it's like 115 degrees up there. All my jokes bomb. The show is terrible, but we have Aretha Franklin, which is the best. So we get to the end of the show, and I go, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, and she walks out, in a long fur coat.
You're kidding me, right? She's laughing. She's like, I'm cold. I go, you're kidding me. Come on.
But Aretha does have her foot in classic rock somewhat. I mean, you know, here's a woman who recorded numerous cover songs. I mean, Paul McCartney said about her, this was his statement from yesterday, let's all take a moment and give thanks to the beautiful life of Aretha Franklin, the queen of our souls, who inspired us all for many, many years. She will be missed, but the memory of her greatness as a musician and as a fine human being will be with us forever. Love, Paul. And, you know, and she covered Beatles songs.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
All right. Elton John went off as well. He had something to say that the loss of Aretha Franklin is a blow for everybody who loves real music, music from the heart, music from the soul and the church. Her voice was unique. Her piano playing underrated. The whole world will miss her, but will always rejoice at her remarkable legacy. The queen is dead. Long live the queen. And here she is with an Elton song. I love her versions of this. A little pathetic words for this song. Prophetic words. I mean, everybody is coming out. The Rolling Stones came out and said that, very sad to hear the news about Aretha. She was an inspiration, and wherever you were, she always brought you to church. And she brought in the Rolling Stones. This what I'm about to play you, is Keith and Ronnie doing Jumpin' Jack Flash with Aretha. Girl makes it her own.
I love
makes
that.
It her own. But it. One thing that I never knew, she, you know, I knew about her being, you know, with the Allman Brothers, working in the studio down there, right? But I never knew that she recorded with Duane Allman. This is Duane Allman on steel guitar, right? It's a great song for her. So, to quote Elton John once again, the queen is dead. Long live the queen. And if we're going to pay her some R-E-S-P-E-C-T, you better play some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. What you want?
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect. From Aretha Franklin, who deserves all of our respect, because I'm telling you, I mean, if you came up through the 60s, 70s, even into the 80s, right, you know, like Freeway of Love, I mean, you always had to deal with Aretha. Aretha was always there, so she deserves respect in this format, in every format of a music radio, because, I mean, she was the queen of soul. Speaking of which, I never realized it, and Cindy, I don't know if you're the only one who would know that this actually existed as a phrase. Okay. Sock it to me.
Of course, from Laugh-In.
Right. Well, that's how everybody remembers it. But she's the one who coined the phrase.
Really?
In respect, they're all doing that. Suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Right. She coined the phrase, and the rest of the world picked it up. Hmm. And it was just a way to agree for you youngins. Right? It was like, that's great. Suck it to me. There you go. All right. Meanwhile, two idiots in Virginia got into a fight yesterday after hearing that Aretha Franklin died, when one guy said that Halle Berry should play Aretha Franklin in a movie. The other guy disagreed with him, and he shot him.
Get out.
He shot him.
Right? Wow. That's a strong opinion.
Passionate.
Now, the wild part about this is back in 2011, Aretha said that she wanted Halle Berry to play her in a movie, right? And Halle actually, the movie's in development. Halle turned it down because I don't have the voice for this. I can't sing like that.
Yeah.
So Jennifer Hudson, would you please step up?
Yes.
Jennifer Hudson, hang out. The job is open for you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Asia and heat of the moment. The heat is on. I'm not trying to quote Kenny Loggins, but the heat is on.
Oh, go for it.
All right, 76 degrees outside right now, getting up to 93. You know, this is, Paulie, this is about the same weather you're having in L.A. right now, except you don't have the humidity. You don't have that at all.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. The humidity?
The whole heat? The heat. It's all over the world. I just got back from Israel, Moscow.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like that everywhere.
Wait, what?
Israel was, I mean, it's just
Israel
so hot.
Israel and Moscow.
Yeah, no, Israel, Moscow. It's a new place.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a new country out there. No, it's just the world is just hot. August, all over the world is hot. You can't. I think maybe Alaska, it's not hot.
Yeah, well,
I think like or what is it?
Nova Scotia. But they have mosquitoes like eagles.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Or possibly Nova Scotia, like the northern right part of Canada.
Right.
Right.
Probably.
Have you been up there before?
I haven't.
Not right.
The best salmon ever. Jews love salmon. Go on. First question.
Paulie Shore is appearing tonight and tomorrow night.
Thank you for having
me.
Thank you.
For two shows at 7:30 and 10, you can always get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555.
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
It's been a year. Hey, you know what? I'm doing better than half those people on your wall. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. David Lee Roth's living in, like what is he, Vietnam now or something? Hey! No, I swear, I think like he's just like roaming the streets of Vietnam or
really?
Something.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, he's disappeared. No one has seen him in L.A.
M.I.A.,
If anybody's going to see him in L.A., you're going to be the guy's going
to
see him.
He used to come by the store all the time. He'd just kind of pop in, but no more.
Oh, God.
No.
All right. So what's new? Who's running the store? Sorry about the passing of your mother.
Thank you. Right. Yeah.
How
yeah.
old was she?
She was 87.
80s? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
God bless her.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, it was a tough one.
All right. But who's running the store?
I don't know. We'll figure it out right now. Call them up.
If you don't know, Paulie's mom, Mitzi, was the proprietor and the creator of the Comedy Store in LA.
Don't say that word proprietor. That's too big of a word for me.
Okay. All right.
But I understand.
Was the owner of the Comedy Store. And now, and what do you got, a brother or a sister? What do you got?
I guess. They're called siblings. When you don't get along, they're called siblings. No, I don't know. The Comedy Store is its own kind of beast. It'll be there longer than all of us.
Okay.
So it's kind of, it runs itself. There's, you know, we're all kind of in charge of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but as long as there's, you know, chicken fingers and comedians and alcohol and social media, you know, every night is packed. You know?
Right. Oh, that's
doing,
great.
Yeah, it's doing great. Right. So I'm very lucky, very fortunate.
What
she created.
Now, do you ever perform there? Do you ever perform at the Comedy Store?
No, I don't put myself on.
Right,
you know, because I'm terrible. I'm like, no, you can't perform here. You can go somewhere else. No. That'd be hilarious, right? No, I do when I'm in town. You know, mm-hmm. when I'm in town, I go up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right. How? Well, you say that as if you're not in town that often. Don't you live there?
Yeah, but I'm on the road too.
Okay,
you know, I'm doing my shows on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm taking my what? My performance on the road, my
That's
act
it.
On the road.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, when I'm there, I go on,
mm-hmm.
mess around.
Mm-hmm.
I bump comedians.
You bump?
Hell yeah, I bumped Mark Maron last week. He was pissed. I'm like, dude, what are you going to do about it? Go work the Laugh Factory. You know what I mean? I don't have time for this.
You won't be on the podcast now.
I don't care. It's crap anyways.
Who is your favorite comic that you saw at the store? Who is your favorite comic you ever saw perform there?
Probably the same ones that you liked.
Right.
You know, Richard Pryor, Sam Kennison, Robin Williams, right. George Carlin.
Yeah, okay.
The names.
Yeah. Don't salivate on me, bro. That's so creepy, bro.
Man. He's like, oh, God, the names.
He's like, you know what I mean? This guy's cool. This guy, I don't know. He's a little creepy, bro. No,
you only like him because he dresses his kid like you.
Yeah, that's pretty much true.
I do.
Yeah, but you, by the way, you have two times more clothing on now than you did the last time you were here.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
you don't have much.
I'll start taking it off.
About that hat.
Yeah, that hat. Bring the hat up, because that's going on our Facebook page for sure.
About
I don't know where
hat.
I'll find that for my son.
Right, you know, where does one get a hat like that? Is there, what, a hip-hop
I
store you have to go to?
I think I probably got it at a 90s fest or something, from what I remember.
Yeah, it looks like an old Nickelodeon hat.
Yeah, so as far as comics, I don't know. The guys that, you know, you liked, you know, all those guys, you
mm-hmm.
know? Those guys, yeah.
So what's new? What's new in your life? What's
in my life, construction.
Construction?
Yeah.
You work in construction or you had somebody rebuilding your house?
No, I'm remodeling a house.
Are you remodeling a house?
Yeah, so that's kind of, you know, been, I'm trying to take a loan at another house to pay for that. It's a nightmare.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of like, it's one of those things like, fortunately, I've been through a lot in my life. I've experienced a lot. I've done a lot. We all have. A lot of people, you know, you go through different things, like divorce or this or that, you know, but you know there's an... In the middle of it, it's like war. In the middle of it, it's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But you know at the end, it's going to be fine. There's a reason why, you know, I'm doing it. So it's a beautiful house behind the Comedy Store. I bought it a while ago, and I'm just remodeling it. But it's a very, very big job.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a little job. It's like $1 million job.
And a Comedy Store, that's really where you guys are. Is that basically the bottom of the hills? That's the bottom of the Hollywood Hills, right?
It's Errol Flynn's old house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
seen that house.
Yeah, so that's the house, and that's the house that I'm remodeling right now.
So you're planning on becoming a swashbuckler now? Like Errol Flynn?
What's a swashbuckler?
It's a pirate.
A pirate?
Yeah.
Meaning just sit there and drink, you mean?
Yeah, right. And just go,
maybe. I need to do a little bit more investigating on how he lived his life in that house, because maybe I'll mimic it.
Okay.
You know?
He slept with a lot of men, you know.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Then I won't mimic it. So I'm dealing with that. If you ask me anything about remodeling a house, I probably know.
Okay.
Any category, ask me now.
All right. Let me ask you about California and the and putting in electric lights in your house.
Electric lights?
Yeah. You're putting a new fixture.
He's a candle guy.
You're putting in new fixtures.
Well, I have the electrician do that.
Right, okay.
He's got all the codes.
I see. So basically, whatever I ask you, you have a person who has the answer.
Ask me something else.
Okay. All right. How much square footage is in the house?
Oh, it's probably about 5,000-6,000 square feet.
Okay. Yeah. Probably about.
Yeah, around that.
Okay.
It depends if you start adding rooms and stuff.
All right. Uh-huh. Are you going to add rooms?
No, but probably a pool.
Okay.
Yeah, but we have to deal with the engineer on that one.
Okay.
We already got the soils report.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they say don't do it?
No, we're going to do it.
All right.
Yeah. Donald Trump's going to help me build it. He's a great builder. No, it's like for me and my projects, like I do a lot of different, you know, projects from scratch. You know, I mean, if you go on Amazon Prime, you see a lot of my stuff like Politics or Vegas Is My Oyster, Pauly Shore Is Dead, Stands Alone. There's all these projects that I've produced, directed, financed, and put out. So it's similar to that. You know what I mean? It's kind of like having a vision for something and then just sticking with it and seeing it through. But, you know, construction's, you know, it's no joke.
You just don't seem like a guy who would be interested in that. You seem like somebody who would go, okay, here, you take care of it. I'll be back. I'm going off to my career.
Oh, that I wouldn't be interested in?
Yeah.
No, the opposite.
Really?
No. I'm like, you know, I'm like an artist. Like, if you're putting together a house, it's like artistic.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like you put things different places and you move walls and, you know, you change it up. It's like, it's very artistic.
So what's the most important room in this house going to be?
Probably the, I'd have to say the living room area, because it's this big arch ceiling. It's like massive, like this arch ceiling. It's one of those rooms that you're going to sit in, have a cigar, you'll probably have some wine, listen to some old music, and it's going to be very spiritual.
When are we being invited? When are we coming?
Well, we got to put insulation insulation, and we got to put some
the
stucco.
House is nice, but it's diabetic.
We have to put some stucco, and we have to, like, you know, get the shear walls up there, right, you know, in the foundation. I'll show you a photo here.
Okay. All right.
Are you live here? This is the side. That's the side of the house.
Wow, that looks like a house under construction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all the framing.
Pauly Shore is appearing
tonight.
Wait,
you're not kicking me off. I'm showing you photos of this
house. We'll put it on the Facebook page.
Next
to your ridiculous hat.
Right? You know?
Look.
Because it's radio and the pictures just don't work.
So look at that.
Nice looking house.
Wow, that's space.
Yes, got it.
The oil painting's a bit much.
Yeah.
Pauly Shore is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. I've got a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's 10 o'clock show. So if you would like them, give us a call now at 215-263-WMGK. It is good to see you again, my man.
Yeah, I'm alive.
All right.
You know what I mean? It's like you're my doctor and I come in and check in every couple of years.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You have the right to remain horny. Oh,
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.